The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mrs. Franklin D. Roosevelt.
When you sit down to breakfast, don't you often think of the starving people of the world? I wish we could share our abundance with them. Wholesome foods like good luck margarine. Years ago, we never dreamed of eating margarine, but nowadays you can get margarine like good luck, which tastes delicious. I really enjoy it.
The margarine Mrs. Roosevelt has just recommended is new good luck, the light margarine that leaves no oily aftertaste.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Daddy.
Oh, look, I just got time for coffee, that's all.
I poured it right here if you would get up there when the alarm goes off.
I know. How's Aunt Effie this morning?
Well, her cold is still bad. I told her to stay right in bed. I'm taking breakfast up to her. I hope we don't catch her cold, especially the baby.
Oh, by the way, did I tell you the Crawfords had a baby?
No. What was it?
Boy, I think. Yeah, that's right, a boy.
Goodness sakes, I didn't even know she was expecting one.
Oh, yes, I imagine she was expecting it.
Maybe it was a sprout.
Yeah, well, maybe so.
Isn't that nice if you send a wire or flowers or anything?
Oh, no. You think we ought to?
Why, yes, my goodness, I certainly think so. Why not?
Well, I just meant it's not as though we, you know, ran around with them or anything. I wouldn't say we knew them well, socially.
Well, we certainly know her well enough to...
Well, I suppose, yeah. First baby and all.
You know what hospital she's in?
Hospital, no.
Oh, well, I've got the home address on her. I'll do something. Goodness, how time flies. Seems as though we just got married. And you know we never did send a wedding present to your cousin? Wasn't she married last November? Catherine?
Oh, I don't know. I don't keep track of those things. I just leave it to you.
Well, I certainly haven't done very well. I better check up on all these things today. Well, I'll take this tray up to Aunt Effie.
Oh, by the way, what's his first name? Crawford.
Bob, Robert.
Robert? How's that funny?
What's funny about it? We named our son that.
Daddy, did the lady know she was going to have a baby?
You eat your breakfast now. Daddy's got to get to work.
But listen, Daddy.
Look, you'll know all these things when you grow up now.
That's what you always say.
Where are the germiest germs of all? Upstairs, downstairs, or in the hall? No, they're in the bathroom. And to wipe them out, indeed, a little dash of Lysol's all you need.
Yes, Lysol in your cleaning suds wipes out germs and odors. Disinfects from one cleaning to the next as nothing else can. Use Lysol, either the new pine-scented or regular, each week when you clean the bathroom.
That's the bathroom. A little dash of Lysol does it all.
Yes, all right, Aunt Effie, I will.
Oh, my goodness, I didn't know you were home.
Oh, yeah, I'm home. Boy, we had a terrible day at the office, too.
Oh, I'm sorry, dear. Well, dinner's in the oven. Maybe you won't be so tired after you eat.
Oh, I don't know. It's been a tough day. Betsy, you want to hand Daddy the evening paper?
Sure, Daddy. Where is it?
It's there on the coffee table. I'm just too tired to reach for it.
I have had a day, too, waiting here all I accomplished. Dozens of things have just been hanging over my head. Talking about Catherine's wedding present at breakfast this morning really galvanized me into action.
Boy, rain tomorrow, honey, like that. Just had the car washed. Never failed.
I went through my letter basket, and really, Betsy, please don't put your crayons on the carpet. Now keep them in the box if you're going to color. Did you hear me?
Yes.
Well, do it now. Daddy.
Put your crayons in the box.
Well, I cleaned out my entire desk and my letter basket, and I answered 15 letters. Then I made a list of all the things I should have done and the things that I had to do, you know.
Yeah, she'd have got to tear down the 6th Street Bridge, put up a large one.
And things like a birthday card to Aunt Frances. She always sends me one, and I never remember her birthday until it's too late.
Well, one thing is going to be a big help to the traffic situation.
I suppose,
Good dinner, I'm hungry.
Very soon, dear. Well, after I made the list of things, I waited until Bobby went went to sleep this afternoon. He always sleeps at least 2 hours solid. And I didn't want Aunt Effie to have to get up. Well, in 2 hours, you can hear what I accomplished.
No, that's fine, darling. You know, what they ought to do is widen some of the downtown streets. That's the real bottleneck.
Oh, yeah. Well, I sent a lovely wedding present out to your cousin. Finally. It was a lovely silver nut dish shaped like a seashell. Oh, it's lovely. I have one, and I use it all the time. And I know she didn't get many things like that. Dear?
Yeah. Yeah, sounds nice.
I got a birthday present off to my grandmother. I got her a lovely blue sweater.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not even listening.
Sure I am, honey. Well, look, honey, I'm trying to read the paper. I mean, I'm tired, and I'm probably going to fall into bed right after dinner. I am just dead. It's the only chance I'll have to read the paper.
Well, most of the things I raced around like crazy getting were for your relatives or your friends. Least you can do, I should think, is to hear what I thought.
You're right. I'm sorry.
You say I don't listen to you sometimes. You don't listen to me either.
Yeah, you're quite right. I'm very sorry.
I picked up for Mother's Day, which I know is still a long way off. But we're always rushing around at the last minute. I got a beautiful handbag for you to give your mother.
Fine.
A very nice sports shirt for you to give your father on his birthday. And a cigarette lighter for your brother on his birthday. You know how he never has a match. I thought that was a good idea, isn't it?
Yeah, that's fine, darling.
I can see that I'm holding you absolutely spellbound, that you are hanging on my every word, aren't you?
Yeah, that's fine, darling.
Mm-hmm. Read your paper. I'll go see about dinner.
No, wait, I was listening.
What did I get your mother for Mother's Day?
Mother's Day? My gosh, is it Mother's Day already?
Oh, no, dear.
Mommy got her a beautiful handbag.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Betsy. No, I was listening, really.
Well, for your information, Mother's Day is not until May, but I did all the things I'd left undone, and maybe got some things done in advance.
Well, that's wonderful, Donnie.
I did it all in 2 hours and was back here by the time Bobby woke up.
Mm.
Oh, speaking of Bobby, reminds me of the Crawford baby you're telling me about this morning. Do you suppose they'll name him Robert?
I don't know, darling. I don't know. How would I know?
I just think it's so funny. I mean, every time I thought about it today, marrying a man named Robert when her name is Roberta must be a little confusing. Well, dinner ought to be done. I'll go put a fork in the potatoes.
What did your mother say?
She's going to put a fork in the potatoes. We're having baked ones. And that's what we do when we have baked potatoes.
No.
Yes, you do. Mommy showed me.
No, I don't mean that, Betsy. Never mind. What did you just say?
Me?
Well, yes, you.
I haven't said anything, dear. I'm in the kitchen.
Well, come here, will you? No, never mind. I'll come out there. Honey, what did you say about the Crawfords?
Oh, the potatoes are done. We can eat out of Crawfords. I just wondered if they'd name the baby Robert. Darling, please don't stand right in my way.
Yeah, but something else you said.
Now, please, now stand right in the middle of the kitchen. These things are hot.
What did you say about Roberta?
Well, I was just wondering, where are the hot dish pans? I've got to fix a tray for Aunt Effie, too. Is that why you had such a hectic day down at the office?
What do you mean?
Well, I suppose you're short of help with her gone. How long has she been out? I didn't even know she was expecting her baby. Where are the hot dish pads? Honestly, I try to order.
How long has who been out? What are you talking about?
You said the Crawfords had a baby. What'd she do? Work right up until the last minute?
I don't know. I didn't even know she worked.
No. What are you talking about? She's worked in your office for years.
Who has?
Tell me, Tennyson, she was. Roberta Tennyson Crawford. What is the matter with you? Oh, just care about this phantom.
Roberta. No.
Get out of the way, dear. I want to take the meatloaf out of the oven. No, what? Check out, dear. This is
her. Honey, is that who you thought had the baby? Huh?
Yes, what?
Oh, no.
She isn't the one who had the baby.
No, for Pete's sake. She's only been married a month. Look out, what are you doing? Look at that. You got meatloaf all over my pants. But don't just stand
what
there.
What Crawford were you talking about?
Crawford? They're those friends of Myra and George's.
We hardly know them.
That is what I said this morning for Pete's sake. Well, don't stand there, will you? The meatloaf's all over the floor.
What happened, Mommy?
I thought you meant the girl in your office who married a fellow named Crawford.
No, I just said she'd only been married a month. Why?
I sent her a wire of congratulations on the new baby.
You didn't.
Yes, I did. Not only that, I sent a baby present. Well, I thought for once I was getting something off on time.
On time? A little ahead of time, I would say, but I love
a
mic.
And a card. A baby card that I thought was so cute. It said something like, we knew you were on the way and we just want to say hello, baby dear.
Oh, get on the phone and call her up.
What's the matter? sure, Daddy.
I'll tell you when you grow up.
You always say that. When I grow up, you'll forget.
You call up Miss Tennis and Mrs. Crawford right away.
I will. Oh, do.
Oh, for Pete's sake.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. There's Harlem in Hollywood, or vice versa, every weekday evening when the Amos and Andy Music Hall swings open its doors. Those great comics, Freeman Gosden and Charles Correll, are the winners and still champions when it comes to irrepressible comedy in Amos and Andy style. Whether we're listening to a new hit song, following Andy Brown to his latest romantic disaster, or tagging along with Kingfish as he raids the Andy Brown treasury, it's always great fun to listen. Yes, listening is great fun when Amos and Andy are in their music hall and all's right or wrong with the world. Monday through Friday on most of these same stations, Amos and Andy are an important part of the difference in the sound of radio when it's CBS radio. Been to the A&A Music Hall lately? Well, it's no farther away than the touch of your hand, five nights a week. So come on along. For fun and a song, for surprises galore, get yourself a slice of our Amos and Andy Music Hall.
Yes, well, again, I can't tell you how terribly sorry I am. Really, I do apologize. You know, it was just... Yes. All right. Goodbye.
Yeah, you know, it's really funny when you think of it.
Well, she didn't think it was the least bit funny, I can tell you. I got a very cold reception.
Well, you knew she got married a month ago. I told you.
I said to you this morning, it just seemed like yesterday she got married, but time goes so fast you lose track, especially when you don't know somebody too well. But she worked in your office, so I thought we should send her something.
Well, I wondered why you kept saying we ought to do something. We hardly know those friends of Meyer and George. I just met them a few times.
You said this morning the Crawfords had had a baby. Why would you even tell it to me like that? I thought naturally it was...
Well, I don't know. I bumped into George the night before, and he told me. You always tell me that I never tell you any news.
Well, I'm very sorry. Oh, honestly, I feel terrible. Oh, and I tried to be funny about it to her. You know, I said, well, keep the present anyhow. Maybe you'll need it soon. Well, of course, I shouldn't have said soon. She just said very icily, no, thank you. I will return the gift to the store and credit it to your account, Mrs. Piper.
Oh, well, forget it. Look, I salvaged some of the meatloaf. The pan landed right side up, so all of it didn't fall out.
Oh, well, come on, let's eat.
Hey, by the way, did I hear you say earlier you bought a cigarette lighter for my brother for his birthday?
Yes, why?
He stopped smoking.
Oh, that's nice. I had it monogrammed and everything. Well, this has certainly been a successful day.
Oh, wow.
Now, more chicken flavor, even more chicken flavor in Campbell's Chicken Noodle Soup. Try it. Yes, Campbell's Chicken Noodle Soup is now newly improved. It's richer, has more body. Mmm, good. You can see the difference. Taste the difference. It has more chicken flavor than ever before. Now, more chicken flavor, even more chicken flavor in Campbell's Chicken Noodle Soup. Try it. The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce with Francie Myers and is produced by Walter Hart.